WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, brain gainers. Rachel Carter here, your daily dose of mental muscle building. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're just surviving day after day instead of truly thriving? You know that feeling when your inner critic is louder than a pop concert and self-doubt is your default setting? Well, guess what? We all get this sometimes. But what if I told you that the key to emotional balance isn't about willpower or trying harder, but about something far more powerful? Self-compassion. Think of it like this: you wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, right? You'd probably offer a kind word, a listening ear, and maybe even a shoulder to cry on. It's time we extend the same level of kindness to ourselves. Because let's be real, life can be tough. We face setbacks, make mistakes, and sometimes just plain struggle. And when those moments hit, self-compassion is our secret weapon. So, what exactly is self-compassion? It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and acceptance that you would offer to a good friend. It means acknowledging your pain and struggles without judgment, recognizing that you're human, and being gentle with yourself in moments of difficulty. And trust me, brain gainers, this isn't some fluffy feel-good concept, it's backed by science. Studies show that self-compassion is linked to lower stress, increased resilience, better emotional regulation, and even improved physical health. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-compassion. 1. Practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, I'm not good enough, this is a disaster, acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Just observe them like passing clouds and gently redirect your attention back to the present. 2. Treat yourself like you would a friend. Imagine a friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Likely something kind, encouraging, and understanding. Now extend that same level of compassion to yourself. 3. Embrace imperfection. This is huge, brain gainers. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, view imperfections as opportunities for growth and learning. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This simple act can shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, boosting your overall well-being. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones, make sure you're making time for things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Think about the time when you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you missed a deadline, didn't perform as well as you hoped, or made a social blunder. How did that self-criticism affect you? Likely, it left you feeling stressed, discouraged, and maybe even more likely to make mistakes in the future. Now imagine approaching that same situation with self-compassion. Instead of berating yourself, you might say something like, "This didn't go as planned, but I'm still learning and growing. I'll try again next time." See the difference? That shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful. So, brain gainers, remember self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. It's a superpower that can help you navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot more emotional balance. Now go out there and practice a little self-love. You deserve it. And remember to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-compassion, because sometimes the best gift we can give is a helping hand and a gentle reminder that they're amazing just the way they are. Until next time, keep this brain strong and your heart even stronger.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.